He brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guest will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA, Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Be Unique Hair Salon specializes in your total hair care needs, caring for the scalp and teaching every client how to maintain a head filled with healthy hair. At Be Unique Hair Salon, our stylists recognize each client's uniqueness and individuality that demonstrates your own personal swag. If you're looking for unique hair and unique hair experiences, Be Unique Hair Salon is located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Phone for an appointment Tuesday through Saturday, 318-442-7204. Be Unique Hair Salon, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Are you purchasing or building your first home, refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success. In a small emerging businesses program, Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359. Good morning, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. Go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in on this Tuesday morning, if you're just getting your morning started. It is beautiful outside, and I don't know about you, but I really appreciate seeing the sun in the morning. It is a crisp, cool day, not too cool. For me, the weather just, it's optimal. So if you're driving in this morning, just getting started, getting the kids off to school, it's 7:39 Central Standard, 8:39 Eastern. And as always, we remind you about school buses, school kids, and school zones, and even pedestrians. It seems that there are more people walking, more foot traffic in busy, busy areas of our cities throughout central Louisiana. So please be mindful for those people as well, whether they're exercising or just getting to where they have to go. We remind you to watch out for them. And as always, we remind you that school zones are in effect until 9 a.m. So if you're traveling through, remember, preparation in the morning is key, making sure that you've given yourself enough time to get there safely and slowly slowing down through those school zones, helping our school bus drivers. And you know, sometimes those ladies and gentlemen have a tough time with people who are on the road that are in a hurry. where you really don't have time to stop for the school bus, but please make that time, allot that time to help our kids remain safe. Also, watch out for kids that are unattended standing at school bus stops, and help our crossing guards. They work so hard making sure that our kids get across the streets safely, especially in those areas where it's high traffic. You know what? They do an incredible job. So if each and every one of us does our part, guess what? It makes it better. Remember, on time is late, early is on time. So you got to make the adjustment. I know it's tough, especially when you're trying to get kids to school, you're trying to get yourself ready, but it's just a reminder. And you know what? Every day, if you do something just a little bit differently than you did yesterday, it makes the next day just a little bit better. So everybody, it's 7:40. You're on point. We really have an important and informative show. We want you to stay on point. We're going to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you what's on point. Stay with us, everybody. We're back right after this. Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing? At Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage, watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage,
you got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
HixonHasIt.com. HixonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HixonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HixonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HixonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HixonHasIt.
Hixon Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Caring Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it?
a juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib, more tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive, or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network. Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. Hopefully you're started this morning. You're on your way. You're being careful. You're staying away from those mobile devices. And it's already 7:46 a.m. And I don't know about you, but with the new time, I feel more rested. I feel like I have more time. And I just feel energized. I hope you do as well. Today, of course, is Tuesday, November the 5th. And this segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Magnolia State Mortgage, where the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage make your dreams come true. Whether you're a first-time homeowner, you're wanting to upgrade, or you're just trying to figure out how to refinance, whatever it is that you need to do, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage are on point to help you and to make sure that you get it done and get it done right. And here's what you can do. You can phone them at 318-561-8020. Also, Hixson Automotive Group in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website 24/7 is www.hixsonhasit.com. Also, don't forget about Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program. You can actually share today and help shape tomorrow by becoming a part of this program. If you're a senior who's 55 years old or older, and you want to be the change in a young person's life that you'd like to see, all you've got to do is phone 318-484-2260, 484-2260, and they'll tell you how to not only volunteer but get paid all at the same time. Now, as we switch gears this morning, you know, we've talked a lot about October being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Well, this month, the month of November, marks Lung Cancer Awareness Month. And the reason why it is even more critical probably than breast cancer is because lung cancer combined kills more people, men and women, than breast cancer and all of the other leading cancers. And here to talk about it this morning and talk about the importance of early detection and screening is Dr. Sakara. He is the director of research at Christus Cabrini Hospital. He's got more than a decade of experience in oncology, and he's here to talk about this very important issue this morning. Dr. Sakara, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. It's always a pleasure.
Wow. You know, we were talking during the break and I said, you know what? I really, really hate cancer. I hate talking about it. But the fact of the matter is that it exists. It's killing people and we've got to figure it out. Let's first of all talk about what lung cancer is.
Well, cancers in general are not just one simple disease. I tell patients cancer starts off as an abnormal cell. I tell patients to think about it as a bug, right? We're very used to bugs down here.
Mm-hmm.
But a bug that has mutated.
And what does that mean? It has mutated.
It has changed. Something has triggered it to not go through its normal life cycle,
mm-hmm.
right? But to continue to grow. And that cell continues to grow, continues to divide, and then invades into the surrounding tissue and goes other places. Lung cancer is extremely good at doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time we detect lung cancer, 85 to 90% of lung cancers, by the time the patient presents, are in stage 3 or stage 4 disease.
Wow.
And when you talk about survival rates of 15% at 5 years, or even 2% at 5 years in some of those patients, that's what we're fighting against.
Wow. And then the studies show that 228,000 new cases will be presented in 2013 alone, or have been presented, because we're really already through the year. Let's talk about those things that cause that bug or that mutation to occur and what we can do to try to figure it out.
Well, lung cancer, the number one cause of lung cancer is smoking. No matter which way you slice it, 85% of patients who have lung cancer have some smoking exposure.
Mm-hmm.
Most of it primarily, them themselves being smokers. And so stopping smoking is the number one way for us to stop lung cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So for all the money and research and for all the time invested, if patients would do that simple thing, maybe not as easy as we say.
Simple, but not easy.
I agree. Simple, but not easy. But understand, excuse me, that they're putting their own bullet in their own gun.
Mm. Wow.
And that's as simple as you can say.
And so for those people that say, and I hear you out there saying, well, I know a lot of people that got lung cancer that have never smoked. And the statistics show about 45,000 people will get lung cancer that have never picked up a cigarette a day in their life.
Correct. And that's where we were talking about earlier. What are the different strikes against you?
Mm-hmm.
Some of them may be genetic in your family history. Some of them may be environmental exposure, not only to tobacco firsthand, mm-hmm. secondhand.
And now even third.
And even possibly third hand. But in addition to, we've all heard about asbestos, but radon, other forms of radiation that people can be exposed to in the workplace, those are some of the other triggers. There's some research into whether there's some viral triggers or infection triggers into lung cancer, or what makes those cells turn on or turn off.
And so people that are listening that really understand cancer and have a family history of cancer and have seen people that have not survived lung cancer, what do they need to know about lung cancer and detecting it in their body? Is there any way to do that?
Sure. In about 2011, excuse me, the National Lung Cancer Screening Trial was published in the New England Journal of Medicine. And this has been a long undertaking, looking at how can we pick up cancers earlier, where surgeries are more effective at catching them,
mm-hmm.
right? Early detection always gives us more options.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things we've always preached.
Absolutely.
So when the lung cancer screening trial was done, this was over 55,000 patients at about 30 or 40 centers around the country that looked at patients that are at high risk for lung cancer and randomizing them between a routine chest x-ray,
okay,
and newer CAT scans. And at the end of the conclusion of that study showed that we could reduce lung cancer mortality by 20%, and also, because we picked up some other things, we could reduce mortality in general by about 6 or 7% because of other things that you would pick up on the scan.
Mm-hmm.
So this was the first one of the first randomized trials that showed that this was effective.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sat down as a multidisciplinary group at Cabrini Cancer Center. Some folks have been on your program before, Dr. Gary Jones,
sure.
Dr. Chance DeWitt from Cardiovascular Surgery Department, the Radiology Department, Dr. Paul Smith led that group, Dr. Yunez, one of the pulmonologists here in town,
mm-hmm.
sat down with us and the administration, and we looked at the data, and we looked at, this is something that we believe in, this is something that we think we need to offer the community, and we followed the guidelines. We were offering the same program that was done with the National Lung Cancer Screening Trial.
Wow. And this is what I love about our partnership with Christus Cabrini Hospital and what they bring to the community. Their really always on the cutting edge of making sure that we understand what's happening in our bodies and trying to help us to fix it. Hey, everybody, stay on point. It's 7:54. We've got to take a break here, but when we come back, we're going to tell you how they're making a difference. Stay with us. We're back right after this. The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start, at the credit union with a heart, the heart of Louisiana, Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
The credit union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oyles Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oyles Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oyles Parish. For more information on Of Oyles, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoyles.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Bavall's Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why choose Chris's Cabrini?
Our nurses.
Physicians. Associates.
Everyone works together
to put the patient first.
We're one of the country's top hospitals for stroke care.
Our level 3 NICU has earned the highest designation for newborn care.
We're always striving for the best outcomes.
The clinical trials we offer today will set tomorrow's standard.
We're honored.
Honored. Honored. To extend the healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop, everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal. encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to the OPT Network. It's 8 o'clock. We're at the top of the hour, and it's Tuesday. Can you believe it? I mean, we're headed straight toward Thanksgiving. I mean, where is the time going? It is going quickly, and we want you to stay on point. This segment of the OPT Network is sponsored by Southern Heritage Bank. They're an independently owned community bank meeting the financial needs of our community. Also, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism. Remember, you can stay and play in Avoyelles Parish, McDonald's of Alexandria, Get Wired Satellites, the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program, and then you can get to a better state with your State Farm agent, Rosa Field, serving Rapides Parish and surrounding areas for all of your home, auto, and life insurance. The number to phone, 318-487-1881. And you know, I kind of took a pause at the top of the segment because, you know, it is always so hard to talk about cancer. You know, we just came out of breast cancer. November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and it's really, really tough because so many people look at lung cancer and say, well, if you would only stop smoking, maybe it wouldn't have happened. In some cases, true, doctor. In other cases, maybe not so true, because we are seeing, I mean, thousands, really, literally, of people that are getting lung cancer that have never smoked before. But it is critical that we help people to diagnose lung cancer early. We're joined by Dr. Stephen Saccaro. He is the director of research at Christus Cabrini Hospital. And that's what we're talking about this morning, lung cancer.
Lung cancer. Screening is always important. As the technology evolved, low-dose CT scans, meaning less radiation exposure, no dye, better pictures of the lung, that's what was used in the National Lung Cancer Screening Trial. That's the program that we've started here at Cabrini Cancer Center and the Cabrini Hospital team to offer that same scan to patients who are at high risk for lung cancer and to try and detect it early. We were talking on break. No one likes to hear that word.
Nobody.
I don't like to tell patients that term.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to be honest. You have to lay all the cards out on the table and show patients and help patients make the decision of what road we go down.
Mm-hmm. And so let's talk about early detection, because during the break, I asked Dr. Saccaro, I said, every single day we tell women to have their mammograms. Now we're talking about screenings for lung cancer. The fear is always a factor. And so first of all, we got to get past that fear of saying you need to have a lung screening. So how do we first help people to understand who needs to have a lung screening?
Well, I think the first thing we always tell patients to talk about any screening program is to really sit down and talk to their family doctor and have that discussion about what are my risks?
Mm-hmm.
What am I at risk for? Everybody's risk is different based on their family history, what their exposure is. And once they make that decision, for instance, for lung cancer, the highest risk group where these CAT scans can actually make a difference are in patients between the ages of 55 and 74.
Okay, right? Why?
That age group, while lung cancer can occur earlier in patients, I've mm-hmm. unfortunately seen lung cancer in as young as 22-year-olds.
Wow.
The vast majority of patients who get lung cancer are above the age of 55, certainly above the age of 50. Patients that have a long history of smoking, what we call 30 pack years, and we were talking about during the break, a pack year is if you smoke one pack a day for 30 years,
mm-hmm.
then you're a 30 pack year history smoker.
Okay.
If you smoke three packs a day for 10 years, you already in 10 years have accumulated that 30 pack year history of smoking.
Wow.
Those patients, the damage to the lungs and the aerodigestive tract has already been done, and the process may already be set in place. That was the highest risk group where early detection made a difference. Yearly CT scans with this new low-dose CT scan with no dye, low-dose radiation, reduced mortality 20% in these patients.
Okay.
As opposed to a routine chest x-ray or no screening at all, which is what's been recommended prior to this.
Mm-hmm. So now we're looking at people that are 50, between the ages of 55 and 74. But let's rewind a little bit. So most people that are going to get lung cancer are going to be asymptomatic. So no symptoms, really.
Correct. When we pick it up early detection, we don't want them to have symptoms. And that's the key. You heard me say earlier that most lung cancers are picked up at stage 3 or stage 4. By the time a tumor grows in the lung and has the ability to cause symptoms, our bodies are built amazingly well,
mm-hmm.
right? The lung supplies, takes blood, and gets it oxygen. Everybody remembers that. Because there's so much blood supply in the lung, it's very easy for those cells to grow, get into the bloodstream, and then they're in the highway to your body and can go anywhere. And so by the time patients may have weight loss,
mm-hmm.
a cough that doesn't go away, coughing up blood, or even increasing pain in the chest that they can't explain, that disease, vast majority of the time, has already grown enough to cause symptoms and is usually advanced.
Wow. So for those people that have been smokers, have had the 30-pack year that we've talked about, or have had exposure, and they are 55 years old, what about those people that say, I have a family history? Where do we start in that age group in terms of younger people?
Yeah, the National Lung Cancer Screening Trial had two groups of patients. They did include going down to as low as 50. And it really gets very technical in picking up all the sub factors, as we may want to say,
mm-hmm.
what other little criteria are there. What we chose to do at Cabrini as we're first starting this program is to first pick the highest risk group. Now, mm-hmm. we've already spoken to a lot of the family doctors around town and gone over some of the data on the secondary groups, the patients between the ages of 50, dropping the age down to 50, and some other risk factors. But it's really key for us to pick the highest risk group, because screening, as we talked about earlier, you are getting a CAT scan. There is a potential for us to find something.
Mm-hmm.
and put that patient through a biopsy, and the worry, we talked about mm-hmm. the fear of that sort of thing. And that's not only an emotional distress to the patient, but also potentially physical if we start talking about biopsies. And the most important thing in screening is, when we look at this, is not to hurt people with what we do. So that test has to be able to pick things up early enough where we're gonna make a difference,
mm-hmm.
and you have to put the patient through a procedure where we're hopefully not going to cause them a whole lot of emotional distress, but also a lot of physical distress in how they go through the procedure or the complications of a biopsy.
Mm-hmm. So now Cabrini has put together this program for screening, and we're talking about that age group between 55 and 74. Let's talk about the screening procedure and what that looks and feels like.
Yeah. First, as we said, the patients can go speak to their family doctor, but in addition, they can call the lung cancer screening program number. That's 484-4880. They'll take their information. They'll ask them some questions, and if they don't qualify
mm-hmm.
for the study, again, we're trying to pick this highest risk group first. If they don't qualify, they'll ask them to go talk to their doctor. But of the patients who do qualify, they'll take their name and information. They'll schedule.
And when we say qualify, they're within the age, and then what else?
Correct. Within the age, we talked about how long they've been smoking.
Mm-hmm.
Their 30-pack year history or more. And they're either a current smoker or they've quit within the past 15 years. One of the good things about quitting smoking is the longer you're quit
mm-hmm.
over 15 years, your risk declines. While it never goes down to zero,
okay.
unfortunately, that's why quitting is so important, that it does decrease your risk not only short-term, but also long-term down the road. So current smokers, or smokers who've quit within the last 15 years, between the ages of 55 and 74, and have an extensive smoking history, 30-pack years or more, that's the group that we want to target first.
Okay.
A CAT scan is a very simple procedure. This one is done without dye, so there's no IV infusion of dye to, mm-hmm. to bother about the kidneys. Some people do get a little claustrophobic in the little tube.
Uh-huh, that's what I was going to ask. Uh-huh.
The scan doesn't take that long. You talk about less than 5 minutes.
Okay.
In the scan. It gives us some very valuable pictures of the lung and a little bit of the surrounding area to pick up nodules or early tumors mm-hmm. as small as 4 millimeters.
Wow. And what is that tantamount to for those people that really can't see what that means?
Okay.
Is that like as big as a pea, maybe?
Yeah, so 2.54 centimeters is an inch. That's
okay.
Medicine and some things are still metric. We're still with inches and yards and
uh-huh,
everything else.
Uh-huh.
But 2.54 centimeters is an inch.
Okay.
So 4 millimeters, right, if you remember the little ruler in school,
mm-hmm.
that 1 centimeter mark, 4 millimeters is about a pea size, right?
Okay.
A little small. And then how we follow those
mm-hmm.
from 4 millimeters to 8 millimeters or even larger, and when we suggest a biopsy, if that scan needs to be repeated in 6 months or a year.
So let me ask you this, doctor. Say you go and you have the screening and you pick up that very, very small nodule. Is it going to be necessary to treat it at that point, or where do you go from there?
So depending on the limit of detection and what you see and how big that nodule is, tells us what to do. Again, we talked about not putting someone through a procedure that's going to hurt them. When you talk about very small nodules, trying to biopsy them is like trying to thread a needle, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so the other thing is, we talked about how good our bodies are. Sometimes our bodies will develop these little small nodules that we may wall off, calcify, harden, and fight off.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we follow those small things over time, with a repeat scan at 3 months or 6 months or even a year, depending on its size or its characteristics, tells us what we do next. When you talk about 4 millimeter nodules, again, that's something that we're going to follow. As you get closer to a centimeter, that's when we're talking about a biopsy. So about 3/4 of an inch, a half an inch,
mm-hmm.
that's when our ability to biopsy those things and get them effectively are there.
And so, Dr. Sakara, as we talk about cancer and more specifically lung cancer, I wonder, as you are telling patients that they have cancer and you're trying to be the most optimistic so that we can help people to move out of that fear, because absolutely nobody wants the doctor to come back and say it's cancer. How do we comfort people to know that there are some answers and that it doesn't necessarily have to mean death?
Well, as the research continues to improve, we have changed the survival outcomes of patients with lung cancer. If you look back historically, the average survival of a patient with what we call non-small cell lung cancer, one of the most common diseases, was about 4 months at diagnosis.
Wow.
And now we have average survivals approaching 2 years. That's not a cure.
Right.
But we've given that patient a year and a half longer of life on average. I have patients that are longer than that. Those patients that are early enough to detect it in stage two or stage one, we have patients that are 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 years out, even longer,
mm-hmm.
who've had lung resections.
And what's a lung resection?
And had surgery to remove that lobe or that area of the lung and its lymphatic drainage to cure that disease.
Mm-hmm.
So in addition to surgery, chemotherapy, radiation techniques, all continue to improve to make that better.
And so do we think, or does the research think, that at age 55 to 74, and I guess more specifically 55, that you will be in that early stage or early detection?
Correct. Lung cancer does take a little while to develop. Once it starts to grow,
mm-hmm.
it can grow very quickly. But picking these small nodules up early, and when you look at someone who's 55,
mm-hmm.
who's had a 30-pack year history of smoking.
And that's so probably mild for somebody who's really a smoker.
If someone started at the age of 15 or 16 in high school and smokes in their 55 years of age and been smoking a pack a day for that whole time frame, they hit that criteria.
Okay.
And so they've had that much damage to their lung over that period of time to cause those changes to occur. And that's why we're looking at that group. And other people have picked up smoking later in life, in their 20s or 30s. But it's that length of exposure that we're trying to hit. And it's that group that we're more likely to find these nodules early enough before they have symptoms.
And so what do you want people to take away from this conversation, Dr. Sakara? What should be the major takeaway for that age group that you're seeking to research and to really make those early detections? What should their takeaway be this morning?
Well, the first takeaway is always sit down and talk to your doctor and your family doctor about your individual risk of screening and what that means to you, whether you're at higher risk for colon cancer, lung cancer, prostate cancer, whatever it may be, and to tailor your screening to you.
And what about that doctor that says, you're too young? I wouldn't worry about that.
There are, everyone is different.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if I take two patients, one, if we were talking about breast cancer, if I have a patient whose mother had breast cancer at 40, we're going to start her screening and her discussions earlier with mammograms. If you talk about a family history of colon cancer, instead of waiting till the age of 50 for a colonoscopy, we're going to start at the age of 40 with the new guidelines.
Mm-hmm.
Lung cancer is not that advanced yet as far as its screening techniques. And so that's why as we develop these screening techniques, as these first trials were positive, we really want to pick the highest risk group. As the technology gets better, yeah, I do hope that we'll be able to screen earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, when patients say, well, I'm having symptoms. Well, if you're having symptoms, your doctor is going to look into those symptoms.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
While the vast majority of the time, they're not going to find cancer. They're going to find something else.
Why?
Common things are common.
Okay.
I mean, that's a simple statement, but we, because cancer is usually a process over years of damage, the vast majority of time, that the age group is of an older population. Sure, do you see cancers in pediatric groups? Sure you do, but it's a different set of diseases.
Mm-hmm.
So when you look at someone who's 18 years old and has respiratory problems, it's more likely to be asthma or some pneumonia or the flu as opposed to a lung cancer. As opposed to you talk to someone who's 60 years old, who's been smoking for 35 years or 40 years, and they got a productive cough that's not going away. While you may start out with a simple chest x-ray, lung cancer is on your mind.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's really important to note that Cabrini Hospital is one of only two hospitals in the state that is conducting lung cancer screenings. And it is really, really a benefit to the community. I know that anytime we talk about cancer, there is a sort of inherent fear. But at this point, we say it every single morning that knowledge can be powerful when it's utilized. And so at this point, we want to really, really encourage those people between the ages of 55 and 74 and those people that have smoked those 30-pack years and even probably more, that they need to have this conversation and that they need to have this test.
I agree, and unfortunately, this isn't covered by major insurance yet, as it was picked up by all of the national guidelines are now supporting it. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force, the American Cancer Society, American College of Chest Physicians, and I can keep going on. The cost is about $100 right now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, while that may sound like a lot of money, in tobacco world, a pack of cigarettes is somewhere between $3 and $5, maybe.
Almost six.
Mm-hmm. So a carton of cigarettes may be $35, $40. You're talking about three cartons of cigarettes to look.
Right. $100 is a small price to pay for early detection and having some understanding of what's going on in your body, especially. And those people that have been smokers are probably saying, wow,
yeah,
they're talking to me this morning.
I would much rather talk to that patient, we found a small 1-inch tumor. We're going to send you to one of our cardiothoracic surgeons, Dr. Jones or Dr. DeWitt, or we're going to let Dr. Yunez, one of our pulmonologists, biopsy this, and we're going to remove this tumor, and we're going to put you into a group that has a significantly better outcome than when we most find lung cancer.
Absolutely. And one of the takeaways that Dr. Jones has talked about on this show, I mean, thousands of times, is to ask people to stop smoking for so many reasons.
Very many. We're talking about lung cancer, the biggest cancer killer of men and women, but it's lead to cardiovascular disease. And when you combine those two things, the increased risk of cardiovascular disease and lung cancer, that's why tobacco is the number one important health risk in this country.
Absolutely. Dr. Sicaro, we want to thank you so much for spending what we know to be the very busiest part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT network, talking about the lung cancer screening program. Listen, here's how you do it. All you've got to do is phone 318-484-4880. It's $100, but it's $100 that may well save your life.
It may.
It's an important conversation. We're going to keep bringing you the best, most updated information, and we're going to keep you on point. Dr. Sicaro, thank you so much.
Always a pleasure. Anytime.
Hey, everybody, we've got to get a break here, but we're back with more after this.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and First Name Service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
State Farm, this is Jessica.
Hey, Jessica. Jerry Newman with a policy question.
Jerry, how are you doing?
Fine. I just got a little fender bender.
Oh, Jerry, I'm so sorry.
I would love to help, but remember you dropped us last month.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. It only took 15 minutes to sign up with that new auto insurance company, but it's taken a lot longer to hear back.
Is your car up a pole again?
I miss you, Jessica.
Jerry, are you crying?
No, I bit my tongue.
Get to a better state. State Farm.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition. Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy. Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Are you purchasing or building your first home? Refinancing, investing at Magnolia State Mortgage, meeting specific needs with the right products and services is our commitment. Whether you're looking for flexibility, stability, easy qualification, or competitive interest rates, the ladies of Magnolia State Mortgage will guide you through the process that will make home ownership a reality. From the first-time home buyer to the seasoned pro, Magnolia State Mortgage is committed to making the entire process as easy and stress-free as possible. For more information on how to get your new home financed, the number to phone is 318-561-8020.
Magnolia State Mortgage. Watch what we can do. Magnolia State Mortgage.
You got somebody working for you.
Amerigroup has a new look. We have a new logo, new colors, and our focus on real solutions in healthcare is now loud and clear. Solutions that help people with challenges get the care they need, the very young. Solutions that help people with disabilities live more independently. In other words, our look may have changed, but our heart is still in the same place. Amerigroup, real solutions in healthcare.
For more information about Amerigroup Real Health Solutions, 1-855-229-6848 or www.myamerigroup.com/LA.
Amerigroup, another proud sponsor of the official OPT network.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488.
Sylvia's Care and Companion is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is a national program serving local communities. Foster grandparents serve as role models, mentors, and friends while participating in a program designed to help students learn to read, provide one-on-one tutoring, and help guide children at a critical time in their lives. Participating grandparents will receive a tax-free hourly stipend, travel pay to and from their workstation, lunch, but most of all, the opportunity to share your gifts and your talents with those who really need it. For volunteer requirements, applications will be accepted Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. at Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging at 1423 Peterman Drive. Or for more information, you can phone 318-484-2260. Remember, share today, shape tomorrow. Sinlaw Area Agency on Aging Foster Grandparent Program is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
You're listening to On Point Talk with Carlette Christmas, the official OPT Network. Our goal is to encourage, uplift, and enlighten you, one conversation at a time.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the UDB Insurance Company. Remember, if you have questions about your health care, about health insurance, and you're just not sure where you fall into the scheme of things, Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is right there to help you to figure it all out, to help you to find affordable insurance that works for you and your family. And all you've got to do is simply phone him for an appointment, and he's going to take the time to really roll it out so that you can understand. And here's his number. It's 318-445-9359. We're going to be telling you about that a lot in the coming days, because many people are calling us and trying to figure out, do you see what it is that they need to do, how they need to do it, how it's going to affect them, how it's going to affect what they have. Lots and lots of questions. Well, Wesley Watkins at the UDB Insurance Company is there to help you to figure it out and help you to find a cost-effective insurance that works for you. Again, his number, 318-445-9359. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works, expert collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology. Our friends at McDonald's in Pineville. Also, remember, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital is still providing free mammograms, and now we're adding to that the lung cancer screening program. If you are 55, ages 55 to 74, you've got a smoking history of 30 pack years or more. Dr. Sakara has explained to us what that is. Or you have been less than 15 years of smoking cessation, which means you hadn't smoked in about 15 years, then they're talking to you. And all you've got to do, for $100, you can get this state-of-the-art screening and hopefully early detection or no detection at all. And all you've got to do to schedule is phone 318-484-4880. Now, I know we're going to have to talk about this a lot. I know we're going to have to really, really challenge you and challenge the people that we love to get this screening. But, you know, as Dr. Sakara and I, and we were talking during the breaks, you know, it's really, really hard, because most people feel like if they have a disease and they're doing fine, they'd rather not know. But really, the fact of the matter is we've said it a trillion times, that early detection is really key to any cancer. And the reason why we were talking about, you know, sort of the differences between breast cancer and why so many people embrace breast cancer as opposed to other cancers like lung cancer that really is going to kill more women and men than all of those cancers combined, breast cancer and colorectal and just cancers that you can think of. Lung cancer is going to kill more people combined. And it's because people have smoked, and many people don't embrace the lung cancer movement. It's only been in existence since about 1995, where they have come together and started a month for lung cancer, which is this month, the month of November. But the fact of the matter is that we bring you the best, most up-to-date information to help you, to help your family, to help your friends. And the only way that you can utilize the help is to use it. We can talk about it. We can tell you about it. We can give you the facts. We can give you the statistics. And we can tell you about the successes that are happening. We can tell you about the research. But if you persist on keeping your head buried in the sand, then you will be one of those people that will be diagnosed when you do have symptoms and when it could be too late. And so that's why these conversations are so important. And we try to bring you the best people, the best experts in their field. Dr. Sakara is the director of research. And, you know, we were talking about breast cancer, and he said, you know, breast cancer research is really transcending research. In other words, when we find a cure for that, then it is going to help other cancers. And so we just want to encourage you that if you felt the conversation was really, really geared toward you this morning, and you're a smoker and you've had a cough, I know it's tough, but we would encourage you to push past your fear and do it afraid. Because if you don't, what could happen down the road could be far worse, as opposed to catching it earlier. And that's just really fruit for thought. This is just real information for real people. And you know what? At some point, we have to say, okay, knowledge is not just power. It is powerful only when I use it. And so I hope that you'll use it. The screening is only $100. Again, the number, 318-484-4880, is the number that you can phone. For more information on how to get it scheduled, you talk to your primary care doctor. It's important that you make sure that you do have a good primary care doctor that you can talk to and that you can not just have a monologue, but have a dialogue. And you know what? It's important to ask questions. Ask questions about your family history, because no longer are the days that you go to the doctor and the doctor says, what's wrong with you? He asks you, what happened in your family? Who had this? Who had that? So it's about our family origin. And it's about our genetics. And it's about what has happened over the years in our family. So, you know, we have to be able to ask those good, poignant questions that will help us to get the best answers. And if you don't feel like you've gotten the best answer from your doctor, then don't hesitate to get a second opinion. Any doctor would understand that and can appreciate that. And so what our goal is to help each of us, ourselves included, to live better lives. And the way that we do that is to get information and to use the information, because if you don't use the information, then it's useless. It's just another fact. It's something you heard in your mind that you put out there, but it's not going to help you unless you use it. So that's why we wanted to talk about it this morning. We're going to be telling you more about the screening. We're going to be reminding you during the month of November that it's happening. You can go to their website at www.cabrini, that's CABRINI.org, for more information. And I know a lot of you are going to ask, will my private insurance or healthcare plan pay for the cost of the screening? And the answer is no, that it is not covered. They have made it a $100 fee so that it is cost effective. The screening is substantially more than that, but they want to make it effective so that anybody who needs to have this screening, ages 55 to 74, and the other risk factors that we talked about, will be able to do that. And so, no, your insurance will not cover it. It is a flat $100 fee. And it's something that is going to help our community. So if you know somebody that needs the screening, take the number down, have them call, and get it done. It's 8:37 Central Standard, 9:37 Eastern. You're on point.
The Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins at UDB Insurance is here to help you successfully navigate and understand the Affordable Care Act. Wesley Watkins and his team at UDB Insurance are highly respected in the health insurance industry and can provide you with the answers you need to fully understand how the Affordable Care Act will benefit you and your family or organization. UDB Insurance provides a consultative approach that will deliver you the peace of mind and customer service you deserve. Offering an array of insurance products with enhanced services is UDB's key to success. Still have questions? Schedule your no-obligation consultation with UDB Insurance at 318-445-9359.
From the start at the credit union with the heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Looking to trade in your current clunker for something more dependable? Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union is here to help with new and used auto loans. Interest as low as 1.99% APR with member loyalty discounts. Special rate available through November 15th. Hurry to Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union and let them help you get a new set of keys.
Credit Union with a heart.
The Credit Union with the Heart is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, remember, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Of Oils Tourism Commission is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network with Carlette Christmas.
Why did I choose Christus Cabrini? I wanted to fight cancer.
To be a nurse.
A surgeon.
To be a part of a great heart program.
Integrity. Compassion.
The healing ministry of Jesus Christ.
A critical care team that saves lives.
It's all about the patient.
Innovation.
A 24/7 ER that cares for everyone at the speed of life.
What's unique for some hospitals? We see every day.
Even miracles.
So many reasons.
To choose Christus Cabrini.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop.
Davis One Stop is a proud underwriting sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, dedicated to excellence, Davis One Stop. Remember, if you're traveling north or south on Highway 71 and you're looking for the freshest cut, the finest cuts of meat, you're looking for an excellent place to shop, Davis One Stop is it. If you're in the town of Cheneyville, we encourage you, Davis One Stop. It's the best stop. Also, Walker Automotive Group. You know what? When others won't, Walker will. They've been serving Central Louisiana since 1919. Also, Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team, you can reach out to them at 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, it's 337-942-9939. And also your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. In Bunkie, you can phone Kyle and his team, 318-346-6695. You know, this morning we've talked about a lot of things in the month of October. We talked about breast cancer, and, you know, we've been really talking a lot about cancer, and so we found this incredible article about fear, and I think that that's one of the things that many people deal with, whether it's fear of health or fear of whatever. And it talked about, Erin Cox is the author of the article, and she talks about some powerful steps to overcoming fear. And she says, you know, countless widely successful people have mentioned that they experience fear at some level, fear that just, you know, it keeps you from launching out into the next level. And she said the ones that actually do make the launch to the next level are those people who keep their fear in check, whether it's moving from one house to the next, one business to the next, whether it's moving from one level of health to the next, whatever that fear is that is debilitating you. She talks about the greatest categories of fear being fear of failing, fear of not being enough, and fear of disappointing people. And all of those are really, really things that if you think about, we all consider, whether you've considered them or not. If you wonder why you're fearful, then maybe you should contemplate that. And she says, you can reach out when fear is threatening to shut you down. And you can reach out, but you've got to know that you've got a support team that you can reach out to. And here's some really wonderful tips, I think, that she came up with, that she discussed in her article, that may help somebody today that's dealing with fear. She says, there are three concrete actions that you can take to combat your fears. And the first, she talks about fully embracing the fact that you cannot fail. You know, our Uncle Steve Sweezy, we call him Newisms. Anytime we would go into a new venture, he would say to us, you can't fail, because either way, you're going to learn something. So it's never really a failure. I think it's the way that we process failing. You never really fail. You may not get to the point where you want to be, but you've learned something. It made you better. It helped you to move you further into the next thing. But if you never try, you'll never know. She says, if things don't work, she said, like you hope that they would, then it's an opportunity to readjust, to re-energize, and to try again. And just as he said, now you have more wisdom, you have more experience. Then she says, are you enough? By your very nature of being, she says, on this earth, you are enough. And I think many people are riddled with that. Am I good enough? Am I enough? She says, avoid comparing yourself to others and really focus on being the very best that you can be on your own journey. And with practice and meditation, fear of not being enough, she says, will simply go away. Remember, here's some just three little easy tips to think about and hopefully process. And the last thing she says, learn to disappoint with grace. I love that. She said, it's never easy to let people down, but saying no in order to protect your energy and wellness is something we all have to learn as our schedules become crazier and we have more demands on our time than ever before. She said, when done with authenticity and kindness, disappointing people can be the most liberating skill you'll ever, ever learn. And then there was this incredible quote from Aristotle, and I want to share it with you. It says this, there is only one way to avoid criticism. Do nothing, say nothing, and be nothing. So if you never do anything, if you never say anything, you won't ever have to worry about being anything. You know what? The time is now to begin to contemplate pushing past your fear, grabbing hold of that fear and kicking it in the backside and saying, you know what, I might be a little bit scared, but I'm going to do it anyway. Whatever it is, whether it's your health, whether it's your money, whether it's your business, whatever it is, you just got to do it. It's 8:47 Central Standard, 9:47 Eastern, and you're On Point, the official OPT network.
Isn't it nice when your bank knows who you are? At Southern Heritage Bank, they're small enough to know your name, but large enough to take care of you. Pure and simple, they talk to you about your needs. Today's banking customers have a lot of different choices. Southern Heritage Bank customers enjoy first name service at its finest. Just ask anyone who knows. If you're ready for a new bank, give Southern Heritage Bank and first name service a try. Visit shbnet.com today. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Southern Heritage Bank is another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I am today's car buyer. I'm internet educated, double talk liberated. My credit is not suspect. My trade-in's not a reject. I don't need to negotiate, tolerate, or even hesitate. My goals are clear. I know what I want and what I want to pay. I refuse to be sidestepped, sidelined, or sideswiped by hidden charges and unexpected fees. I am today's car buyer, and I only deal with Walker. It's never been truer. When other dealers won't, Walker will.
Walker Automotive Group, another proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
I have a name. It's not Occupant.
Or 38.
Nine.
I'm a person, not a number.
And sometimes...
I need to talk to someone who's listening to me.
There are 24 hours in my day. I want a company...
to be there when I need them.
At State Farm, we get to know you and know how you want to be treated. Like a real person with real concerns.
Finally! My kind of insurance company.
Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point good neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of the official OPT Network.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT Network. I don't know about you, but the morning seems to be winding down so quickly. It's already 8:52 Central Standard, 9:52 Eastern. And here's what I want to leave you with this morning. I hope you had your momentum from yesterday. I hope you still have it. Here are some decisions that you need to make, experts say, to be happier and healthier. You know, as we talk about cancers and we talk about early detection, well, some experts believe we can create health and happiness by choice. Those choices are how we think, how we act, how we react to things that we simply cannot control. You know, I asked Dr. Stephen Sakara as he was leaving and we were sitting down talking, I said, what a challenging job that you have, always having to tell people that they're sick and even to give them a time frame in many cases. And he said, you know what? I start every single day with the serenity prayer, understanding that you change the things that you can and the things that you have no control over. You just simply can't change. But these are some decisions that we can make that will help our lives to be happier and even healthier. And the author says this. She says, the first thing that we can do is make a decision that we're going to be nicer to ourselves. And remember, I talked about that a few weeks ago about having compassion for yourself. She said, our thoughts can be our own worst enemies. Negative, self-deprecating, and self-blaming thoughts are so common. And who are our own worst enemies? Yeah, we have haters out there. Sometimes we beat ourselves up more than anyone ever could. Are you guilty of that? Well, if you are, the first thing that you should contemplate today is being a little bit nicer to yourself, having a little bit more compassion. And these are steps and keys that the author says will make your life happier and it will make you healthier. The next thing she says is finding out what it is you love to do and doing it. She says we spend so much time in jobs and other situations that we just don't like. Now, this is so critical. Now, I'm not saying quit your job today. I'm not saying anything like that. But what we are saying and what the author is saying, find what you love to do and do it. Life is too short to walk in every single day and do something you hate doing. And chances are, if you're walking into a job that you absolutely hate, hate is a strong word. You don't like it. It's become drudgery. Let me say that. You cannot be bringing your best self. You cannot be bringing good, positive energy simply because you don't want to be there. You have created a disdain for the place, a dislike, and it's just not working. So maybe today, think about finding out what you love to do and start making preparations, start making plans to make that happen. And then she says, being strong in your own mind, getting out of bad relationships. If you're in a relationship, whether it's a platonic relationship or a love relationship or a friendship that you know is dragging you down, you have to be strong enough to release that relationship. And what we understand, or what we should understand, is that some relationships are just for a season. And sometimes we try to stay in those relationships when the season is over. Sometimes nothing has to happen. Nobody made anybody mad. Nothing happened. The season just ended. And sometimes we linger because we love that person and that person loves us, but it's dragging us down. You have to be perceptive enough to know when it's over and just let it release itself. And then the author goes back to what we talked about early. I will identify and I will face my fears. The biggest reason we don't change is simply because we're afraid. It acts as a huge barrier and it gets in the way of us moving forward. I think fear is the big takeaway. It's the big takeaway for me today. And as my nanny was transitioning from this life into the next life, I will never forget her words resonating in my very spirit. I'm not worried and I'm not afraid. You know what? When things in life present themselves that you absolutely cannot change, you know what? You just embrace it and you just move through it. And you know that there is a higher power, a higher source, bigger than yourself, that is in control. And when you relinquish that control, and I know it's not easy, especially for all of us who are controllers and we want to be in control, it's challenging. But you know what? I hope you'll think about it today. I hope that you might take one thing away that might be the difference in your tomorrow. Hey, everybody, we want to thank you guys so much for spending what we consider to be the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. You already know why we do it. We do it because we love you. If we didn't love you, we wouldn't work so hard to bring you the best experts, the best information, the best people in the country to share their experience, their life, and their hope with you. That's why we do it, because we love you. But know what? God loves you even more than that. And as the author said, and as we say every single morning, begin to love yourself, embrace yourself, have compassion for yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. And remember, change starts with you, and it starts with me. For young David Christmas, for big David Christmas, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday. And you already know tomorrow is Wind Down Wednesday, God willing. We'll see you right back here tomorrow, everybody. Have a great day.